Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Thursday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to LOTL Radio, The Zone, always bringing real music and real artists back to their ways, and of course, your humble host here to help you escape the matrix of synthetic music. Lord have mercy. Want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. No need to fear. The Chocolate Teddy Bear is here. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented, the icon, Mr. Lenny Williams. Thank you, sir, for joining us. And remember, family, to be sure to purchase Lenny Williams' new hit single called Fine, available everywhere as we speak. And also, I want to send out a lot of love to the legendary and late Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. God bless you, my sister. Rest in peace. You have left an imprint that can never be matched or ever duplicated. God bless you. But as we move on to things that are more on a positive note, this very gifted vocalist, and I mean vocalist out of Baltimore, Lord have mercy, Yana Maria, new EP, Meant to Be. Yes, it is. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio, the very talented and captivating Yana Maria Princess. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And congratulations on a wonderful project.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me as well.
You know, it's funny, a lot of my assistants and staff have come to me and said, you know what, he said, well, Teddy Bear, I'm surprised she's able to find time in the studio because every time we look around, she's on Instagram posting different segments of you singing. I said, well, you know what, she's found the time to do it, so let's do it. The EP, which I have purchased over about a week ago, is an incredible EP. And the one thing that I find fascinating about the EP is that your vocals are on point. And I can see where they have elevated where you are now compared to your prior single that you released before. How do you feel about the overall project?
I love it. I'm so proud of it. And I was super excited for everybody else to hear it. I've been working on it for quite some time. The original release date was back in March, so we held off a little bit so we could make it right, and I'm really satisfied with the result of everything.
You know, it's very rare that you have an artist that is actually being groomed, not just becoming an artist, but also the business side of the aspect of the business. And I know your father had a great put as far as teaching that aspect. What have you learned now, being a solo artist and being out here in this music industry, as far as being guarded and basically knowing the ins and outs on how the business works?
I would say I learned a great deal. One of the most important things I have learned is what you put in is what you'll get out. I've learned you have to invest in yourself, put the time in, the work in, and that's when you'll start to see the results that you want. I've also learned different things about contracts and, you know, just the whole business side. I'm learning, still learning, of course. I want to learn it all, but I'm learning slowly but surely the business aspect of the music industry.
Hey, well, Rome was definitely not built in a day, so I can definitely relate to that. the music industry has been oversaturated with a lot of R&B and also pop music. And I wanted to ask you, I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, what do you feel that separates you from other artists that are in the industry right now? What is it about your unique talent that separates you?
I think what separates me is that I do a little bit of everything. You know, I sing, I dance, I write, I rap a little, I dance, I play the piano. So I kind of just take all those aspects and put them into one. So I feel like that's what separates me.
Now, when you came out with Candy Crush, and I've listened to that, and as I stated earlier, I can tell where your vocals have improved greatly. And a lot of times an artist gets in the studio and we get so caught up on the production aspect of the music, we forget about the most important quality from an artist, vocals. How do you feel as far as what you see as far as your growth between Candy Crush and where you are now with the new EP, Meant to Be?
Oh, the growth is tremendous. back when I did Candy Crush, that was one of the first songs that I ever wrote myself. So I was kind of still learning my vocal range, what suits me and what doesn't. So writing all the new music, I kind of know my voice now. I know my range and I know where I can go and what I can do and how powerful my voice really is now. So it was definitely a growing experience. And I love the way my voice is growing. I'm really excited and I'm happy. I'm happy that people do hear the growth in my voice as well.
What does it mean to you as an artist to have the ability to touch so many people? Because I remember when I started out, there was no social media. The only thing that was up was MySpace. So I'm really, really dating myself. But now you have social media and it's become very advantageous as far as assisting a lot of artists out there to get their music out there. What has it meant to you to know that you've had people reach out to you via Twitter, whether it's Facebook, and especially Instagram, say, hey, we really love your music. We're definitely vibing to the EP. What has that meant to you as far as the amount of hard work that you put in on the new EP?
It means everything to me to get that good reaction. You know, I did this for the people. I wanted everybody to, you know my story, know what people go through on a daily basis. I wanted people to be able to feel it, dig into their emotions and dig into their past experience or maybe learn from what other people have done and to maybe not go down that road. So I'm happy that it's reaching the people and I'm happy I had this platform to be able to reach so many people. I think it's just honestly great and I'm just excited. I'm blessed. I'm so thankful.
Well, it definitely resonates in your music. And seeing some of your performance, you have such a level of freedom, shall I say, when you perform. Can you give the people on the outside looking in, what is it like for you when you have that level of freedom just to sing and just perform and have no inhibition? And I mean, as far as using so much energy to really touch so many people.
Fun, honestly, like that's how I express myself. So I'm happy that I can express myself in a way that it can also reach people because that's just something that I love to do, you know, like that's how some people might, you know, go play basketball to let off some steam or go do something like that. I would go sing and I'll go perform and that's my like free space. That's like my happy place on the stage. So I love it. It's fun for me.
Now, every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, they said it's an energy and a feeling that cannot be replaced. And one of the things that I asked them, I said, after a performance, you have so much energy. What do you do with all that extra energy once you leave your performance? How are you able to dial it down a little bit?
Right in the moment, I'm definitely full of energy and I'm excited. But afterwards, I'm kind of beat sometimes. So by the time I actually get anywhere and I leave and I get back home or back wherever, I kind of just chill, watch TV, maybe take a nap, go to sleep, something.
Okay. Well, there's definitely nothing wrong with that. Fashion and music have always actually played a huge part in the industry. They've always gone hand in hand. How far-reaching would you like to see your brand expand as far as doing television, maybe some stage plays, or even doing some big screen?
Oh, I would love to do that. Growing up as a kid, I did a bunch of plays in elementary, middle, and high school, so I definitely would love to do some acting. I think it's I love acting, honestly. I've been doing that since I was younger, so I would definitely love to maybe do a short film or a movie. You know, I'd be up to anything.
When you sit back as an artist and you see how certain artists now will do pretty much anything to promote music, i.e. as far as doing quote-unquote reality-based television shows. For me personally, I find it incredible because you get on TV, you pimp yourself in a position where you can promote what you're doing. And I get the vibe from you that you were raised in a certain aspect that's all about the hard work. It's all about not taking the shortcuts as far as achieving your goals. What are some of your goals that you have set and planned for yourself over the next 3 years?
Over the next 3 years, I plan to be touring, plan to have an album out. I plan to be doing big things. I plan to have really, you know, started my brand to where people know when they hear Yana Maria, they know what comes with it. They're not, I feel like now I'm in the discovery process, but I feel like in 3 years, I'll be where I need to be. But definitely touring and definitely an album. Those are definitely two of my main goals within the next 3 years.
Well, someone who has yet had the pleasure to hear your music, from the outside looking in, how would you describe your music?
I would describe my music as old school R&B meets new school R&B, kind of like a clash of both. When I write and when I create my music, I kind of take some from the old and some from the new, and I like to put it together to make kind of a new sound.
Is any of your music that you put on the EP come from any of your personal journey or i.e. your personal experiences in life?
Definitely. Till I Make It is definitely kind of, I like to say it's my story, because that's kind of where I'm at right now. That's how I feel about everything. That one was very personal for me. Meant to Be actually was kind of a story about my parents, so that one is kind of personal to me as well.
Okay. Well, I must admit, as I said, I'm a little biased and I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics. And listening to the entire EP, one of my favorite songs on the EP called Kinda Like It. I love the vibe. Your vocals really shine on that particular single. What does that particular song mean to Yana Maria?
I love Kinda Like It. We actually didn't get to put that one on the EP, but that is one of my favorite songs I've done. That's kind of just like, you know, when you have a crush and, you know, you get the butterflies, get that feeling, and kind of like the beginning stage of a relationship. It just feels good, and that song just feels good. Like, I love that song.
Well, let's make everybody feel good, shall we? Let's get into it. Of course, we're being joined by the incredibly talented Yana Maria, and let's get into it with Kinda Like It here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Skipping a beat. now can't nobody take my spot. No. When you said that I'm a queen, ain't no letting go. No. Little text to say you miss me when I'm on the road.
By the incredibly talented Yana Maria here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Of course, we are vibing and getting lost in some Blueprint music. I must ask, you know, it's very important that an artist has a strong team, especially in today's industry. What has it meant to you to have a strong team behind you and also at the same time they care about you as a person, not just as an artist? What has that meant to you overall, as far as bringing you some sort of peace of mind and making you comfortable?
It's meant everything to me. I think without them, I wouldn't be able to do it. You know, I don't think I would have the confidence or I would have the same energy towards everything. They really keep me grounded, keep me on track, and, you know, they just have my best interest. So it's like I don't have to really worry about somebody trying to, you know, just be around because I might make it, or to be around just for the fame or for the money. I just know that people are genuinely here with me because they love to see me do what I do and they support what I do.
Do you like being challenged in the studio as far as having a producer that will actually challenge you and get the best out of you, maybe bring something out of you that you didn't even know that you had vocally?
Yes, I love challenges. That's what makes an artist, and that's what makes artists better. So I love challenges. I love being challenged, and once I do conquer the challenge, it just feels amazing.
It's always a beautiful thing, absolutely. Now, you know what? We kind of greedy here in the States. You know, you put out a product, and it's like, we got a slice of cheesecake, maybe some pound cake. We want some more. We definitely want some more. When can we expect a full album from you?
I don't have a date for you yet, but I definitely do know I'm about to get back in the studio and get to working. So I don't think the wait will be too long.
All right. You heard it here first, family. And speaking of family, we have some callers on the line. We're going to area code 901. You're on the line with the Teddy Bear and, of course, the very talented Yana Maria. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
How you doing? I'm Sluglord Vato. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a hip-hop artist. Just wondering, what kind of prices do you have for collaborations with hip-hop artists?
Collaborations normally go for about $1,000.
Down. You out there, honey?
Pay the cost to be the boss, brother. It's all right. It's all
right. I feel it. I can't hate on that at all. You grinding. You doing your thing. Hey, just out of curiosity, you think I could spit something for you while I'm on here?
Yeah, let me hear something.
All right, y'all. Bring this up. So, did this one more recent time. So, I said, emotionally, it was time for both of us to vent. Devoted to the microphone, but both of us to spit. It's that was epic and favorable. Mine was like wine, getting better with age, where after each pay stuff pool. Yesterday's arrogance gone in a way with two. Yesterday's common sense makes the problems more unbearable. We ain't on the same high. So our views are incomparable, though my life up to this point is being something terrible. Only gives us compassion, more cherished rule. Everything else out when it comes to the care for you, because if anything ever happened to you, my heart would tear in two. Most careless dudes wanted to hit, looking for something to tear into. Call me up, I say I'll be there in two. Show up in one. If he was treating you unfair, you would want him to vent and get an earful. I told him he's going to leave you if he ain't careful. The tension in the air too thick for a butter knife. And when you finally did leave, you asked me if I want to try. But my fear of us losing our friendship over a fling wasn't something I was going to like. Looking at my track record, I've been cheated on, beated on, and accused of the same thing in every fucking fight. So I just gave you a hug and shrugged my love aside and said I would, but I don't think the time is fucking right. Damn, maybe I screwed it. Maybe I lost out. After that, we didn't talk for months. I heard from your brother you packed your clothes and walked out. Said you was living on the east side looking for work at a diner. You used to tell me about our dreams of being a writer. I said if I had the cash, I would invest. You said if I had the cash, you would reject. You so independent and prideful, I couldn't object. You such a strong value woman. That's something I just come to accept. So I figure you working towards some goals still so the dreams are paid off. I thought you quit the gas station, but I heard you got laid off. After the months went by, I got a phone call in the night. I was halfway out. I picked it up, and you woke up. I said, damn, with a halfway smile. We talked for 30 minutes. Said you had to go, but we was talking and doing great. Even got your money halfway out. Said bye and hung up with no halfway doubts. Got curious and Googled a number on caller ID and only felt disappointed when I seen it was from a fucking halfway house. I understand your pride and I want my help, but lying to me just made me feel like you're not only fucking yourself. Called a number back the next night, judging myself. They refused to let me speak with you, so I hung up and yelled. Maybe I shouldn't be so hung up on tails, but honesty and my integrity, without it's nothing but shell. It's a part of artistry, without it nothing can sell. Our poetic talents could become something from practice alone. I know the plenty that's been there stuck on the shelf. I got through my addictions, I guess I'm lucky as hell. I know you didn't choose the position, I'm just wanting to sell. You didn't choose this condition. It just comes from the hell. Whether booze or prescription, something got you wanted to spell. I pray for your recovery, whatever that comes to entail. I pray you get well. Another month passed, I opened up the studio in town. Plus hope some open mics on Friday nights in the vent house. I got another call, almost didn't pick up, but I was surprised to hear you cleared up. You say you clean now, sorry that you lied. But you met the label exec that heard your poems and cried. He said you should be signed. Promised you bank for a record, but after a month, you were set aside. He only wanted the past to be truthful. I think he only wanted that ass, but you passed. But I keep it to myself. How you been? Where you at? I hope you're doing well. We talked for hours and laughing about old times. Even broke out an old notebook, spitting some old rhymes. You got silent in a second, so I asked what's the matter. You just giggled and said nothing, but there's something I want to be mine. I said, what's that? And the answer made my first face turn roses. The word from the lips split my sea of emotions like sympathetic Moses. My clothes grips open to reply, you know this. I know it's me. So I had to confirm. You said, look, I just had to assert. No longer concerned like I was a year ago. Maybe the fear let me. This is spiritual. Maybe this time finally make a miracle. Maybe it's fate and I hear it move. But yeah, I said I'm down. So we laughed and lust of love and bought a plane ticket the next day. I was coming up. Shit, looking back, it all seemed hazy now. Hell, no one lie. I ain't going to make it shady now. I know you ain't going to play me down. Damn, the thought of it seemed crazy now. The end of the story, let me finish writing this piece and put the paper down. Because I'm about to go in the kitchen with my baby now. Oh, and we got a baby now. The smell of plantains and jerk chicken embrace the house. I wrote this just to show you that true love ain't something that's just fading now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So what do you think, Yana? What do you think?
Powerful words. Powerful words.
Brother, you said you out of where? Out of Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm from Memphis.
Yeah, brother,
Memphis,
keep your
shout
passes.
Out to Memphis.
Absolutely.
Memphis better hold you down. They better have your back out there.
Keep
grinding,
brother,
keep though.
It, keep your passion.
Dope.
Keep your passion.
Appreciate
you're very talented, man. Very talented. And, hey,
very
thank you so much for calling in and vibing with us, okay?
And I thank y'all for having me and let me spit my my lengthy ass piece.
It's all love, man. It's all love. Man, Yana, what does that mean? See what I mean? How you touch and you influence so many people. They want to work with you. You say, how much do I need? How much do I need?
Yeah, to collaborate?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of love. Does it, when you have that kind of love and that kind of adulation, that kind of feedback, at any point, does it somewhat become a little bit overwhelming to you?
No, if it does, I haven't reached that point. I don't think so. I get more thankful.
Well, everyone is tuning in. If you tuned in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the very super talented Yana Maria. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website. That's at YanaMaria.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram as at Instagram.com/YanaMaria. And last but not least, on Twitter, that's at Twitter.com/TheYanaMaria. I cannot believe 2018 is almost at an end. What are some of your plans for the beginning of 2019? When can, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to see you some perform as far as some live dates are concerned.
Yes, that's what I plan on doing. I plan on, you know, getting on the road soon, going on a tour, making new music, just a bunch of different stuff. I have a lot of plans, and it's going to take time for everything to come together, but I'm definitely working on it. I'm definitely going to have you guys hearing way more from me. This is not definitely the beginning, nowhere near the end.
All right. Well, hopefully when things get set up, you make your way down here to Houston, Texas. We would love to have you come here in the studio and perform. Yes, Lord. Again, I'm a stickler. I'll be the first. I'm a stickler, and I'm biased when it comes to music, and I'm caught up when it comes to lyrics. And I said, you know what? After listening to your voice, I said, you know what? She has a lot of talent. And I said, as long as she remains true to who she is as an artist and respect the art form, she's going to go a long way. And speaking of going a long way, the title track from the EP, Meant to Be. I know you said it meant a lot to you, but can you give us a little, give me and the listeners out there a little bit more insight on what that particular song, the title track, means to you?
Meant to Be, the title, it means everything to me. I feel like me singing, me being an artist is meant to be. I tried it before. A lot of people don't know. When I was 16, I gave it a try. You know, I put a couple of singles out, and I just wasn't focused the way I needed to be. I didn't have, I guess, the work factor that I do now, and I didn't take it seriously enough. And, you know, it showed. It didn't really do anything. It didn't really go anywhere. But now me trying again, I've been working way harder. Everything has just been coming to me way easier. It's like almost like this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like I had to wait. I had to go to college. I had to, you know, just live the life of a regular teenager for a little while until I was ready. And now I'm ready, going full force, and I feel like it's meant to be.
There you go. So it is written. So it shall be done. Let's get into it. The title track from the new EP from Yana Maria, of course, Meant to Be. Here in the zone of LOV.
They don't like it, they think you're no good. Cause you are stealing you from the hood. They don't get it, you're misunderstood. unsolved. You know that he just got a call, and now come around.
Purchase the new EP on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Princess, I want to thank you from the bottom of this chocolate teddy bear's heart for joining us and vibing with us today. Much continued success. This is your home, away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We got your back. We respect you. We have nothing but the utmost love and affection for you.
Oh, man. Thank y'all so much. And thank you so much for having me. I had an amazing time.
Well, the pleasure is all. Hey, family, again, remember, you need to go check her out on Instagram. She is constantly dropping jewels. Yes, she is. So stop by and check her out on Instagram.com/YanaMaria. Much continued success, Princess. God bless. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. The very talented Yana Maria here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Well, is it time to take? Yes, that time I know. Oh, it's time to take a little quick 2 and 2, Teddy. Yes, it is. It's time. It's okay. No need to fear. The teddy bear's got you loud and clear. So, got to pay some bills. Yeah, got to pay some bills. But it's all right. While we paying some bills, let's get lost into some Yasmin, some Yasmin Ray with Gravity here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Incoming transmission.
You're my Thank you. cause I'm falling.
Coming to you when you need it.
Just a little bit, Tondre Kim, Out of the Fire, Stronger Than Steel, from the album Some Money, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. It's been a minute since their brothers put out some new fire, so we're waiting patiently. Make it happen, Tondre, make it happen. 1:47 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the zone in beautiful downtown Houston. Again, want to send out a lot of love to the very talented Yana Maria. Thank you so much, my queen. Be sure, your family, to purchase her new EP to be available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. But again, like the teddy bear, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous and you're vibing with it, head on over to Amazon.com. And speaking of vibing, won't you join the teddy bear tomorrow, Friday? My goodness. August 17th, as we welcome the very talented Mr. Richie Evans, as we have the pleasure of celebrating his new hit single, One Time, featuring the equally talented Mr. Eric Bellinger. 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it is written, so it shall be done, always. In the zone is always a beautiful experience. Want to send out a lot of love to all the many listeners and supporters. But again, for those who tuned in late and missed the interview, it's okay. No need to fear. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire had you covered. You can always go to the Google Play Store, type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you there, the same handle for tune in. What else? Let's see here. I say we got tune in, iHeartRadio, Spotify, we got you covered. Just type in LOTL, The Zone. And also, we're on iTunes, too. So it is written, so it shall be done. I pray that this hour of power, so to speak, I was able to help everyone escape the matrix of synthetic music. And for those who tuned in and tuned out all the negativity, my cup runneth over. Until tomorrow, Lord have mercy. I'm definitely feeling some Tondre Kemp. So if it's okay, can we get back into some more Tondre Kemp? Yeah, I'm feeling Tondre Kemp this morning. I don't know why, but I do. But my man, the hit single, Happiness, of course, from his album, Some Money, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I've been looking for your hand. You've been absentee, and I'm the only one trying to find you. You've been avoiding me. From the word out on the street, worldwide APB, you're missing an action. I'm missing satisfaction. Till you come and see me. Heard a rich man once had you, and a religious man too. But I've had money and the Holy Ghost, still no sign. live up to her name. Nothing wrong with her. Should have been glad to get her. She went fast as the train. Put the blame on you. But I ain't got no claims on you. Like a needle in a haystack, a rose in a world of thorns. If you don't want me, then say that, so I can go on and start some more. Like a dream I keep having, so real, like I can touch you. But when I reach out to try to grab it, that I see you with another. Been running around with everybody.